Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Diva of Dole, where we're going to talk about this past week of Days of Our Lives, which was a short week for us. But before we do that, be sure to check up out our blog at divaofdole.com, and we're on Facebook at Diva of Days, and Carrie the Diva has a fan page out there, Diva of Days. Also, we're on Twitter at Diva of Dole. And we're on iTunes and Google, and check out Blog Talk Radio, too, for all our shows, every one of our shows. I think this is the 295th show. So, and I think I have Anna with me tonight. Is Anna there?
Hello.
Hi, Anna.
Hello. Hello.
And where can we find you? On
at
Twitter.
At Coffee Hooch. At
Everyone
Coffee
should
Hooch
know by
Twitter.
Now. Yes. Yes, and I'm at mama underscore hooch. It's been that way for a long time.
Since the beginning.
So
you always
since
like,
the
you
beginning
like
of Twitter.
Score. You always had to have score in the name.
Yes. So and
we're only having this tonight because the Pens aren't playing. They're not playing until tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Well, I was still gonna have it if they would have played tonight to start 8:30, but I would have been like watching and like yelling. Well, I think what I was going to do was have you host. That's because Anna, could you host? In case I had to leave, or in case I had to scream too loud, or something, or I might be using like some words maybe I shouldn't use. Although I've used those words on our show anyway, so
yeah, there you
anyway.
Go. It doesn't really matter, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
So
and
also,
we
can find me at mama at underscore hooch, and also check out Teo Penglis and at Lauren Coslow and at Condre Fan. As Lauren Coslow and Teo Penglis are Kate and Andre, who are Condre. So that is
and also
at Condre Fan.
At Diva of Dole as well.
At Diva of Dole, yeah. And also at Amy Hapka and at Bob Hapka. I think they're on a date night tonight. They're always on a date night.
They're
on a date night every Saturday.
This is awesome. This is
so they
really
can interrupt
cool.
their date night and call in and say hi. So I don't know.
Sure.
Anyway. Yeah, but yeah, it's not a Pens night. That's tomorrow night. So go Pens. So. In Nashville. We got to do it in Nashville. I don't want to come home and win it in Pittsburgh because that'll be just too nerve-wracking. So, yeah, we have to get it done on Sunday night. Anyway, so that
when
out of
was the
way.
Last time, when was the last time they won?
What? The Penguins.
The
they were they're,
Stanley.
Oh,
they're
the defending Stanley Cup champions from last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We won last year. We're
okay.
doing it 2 years in a row. That doesn't happen a whole lot.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, and Nashville, of course, is looking for their first because they're kind of a newer team, in the past 20 years. I mean, they're not one of the, they're one of the more recent teams. So,
yeah.
So they're all going crazy down there, so which is understandable because it's all new to them. Yeah.
Sure. So, exciting.
So, anyway, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, anyway, so we had a short week, and the best part of the whole week,
Monday.
Yes, with
Condre.
Kate and Andre. Condre.
Oh,
it's getting getting exciting. I liked it. It was good. Do you want to? I can start off, but I'll just enter in and say what Kate did. Yeah. Okay. Well, chat. You know, the whole everybody's missing. From the plane, and it's getting words getting around to everybody in Salem that has loved ones. So obviously,
and pretty much
Andre
everyone in Salem
found
has
out.
Loved ones on that plane.
On that, yeah, because there's what 1, 2, 3, 4. There's about 7 people.
seven,
and
yeah.
just about everyone in Salem is connected somehow to someone
right.
on the island. Right, just about everybody, yeah. And so Andre comes into the mansion, and he's and Kate is kind of yelling at him a little bit because he must have been late. They must have had a meeting. Well, there you are, she said. We're and he has this little puppy. You know, he's like really looking down, and he breaks the news to Kate that Chad is, you know, the plane's missing. And so yeah, Kate gets really all up. I mean, because she gets really
she's
all
like
upset because she, she's like a mom to. And if you want to take it from there, if you want how she kind of accused Andre of, bet you'll be glad about that now. So now you'll get the head of Samira. Yeah, and she kind of and she's lashing out because
she's just being angry.
She's scared and fearful.
Yeah,
which is kind of like that's what people do a lot. And of course, Andre looks like he's like hurt. You know, like how could you say that? And then he explodes at her, and they kind of have a little bit of a fight.
But they, there's a
do you remember all that was said or what she said? Well, they were kind of going out, and he's telling, how could you, you know, think of me like, but, you know, and they kind of went back and forth. And then he made Kate realize that it was wrong, and she apologized to him.
Right.
And, they hugged. That was a nice hug. And then, And then Kate gets a call from Mr. Shin.
Or is it Chen?
That's the
Mr.
big guy
Chen.
That Chen, big investors.
Chen,
and the investors are all upset. Yeah. Are all
they've
upset
heard about
because Chad,
of Chad. Being on the plane.
Right. And there's nobody to run Damira Enterprises.
And so she tells Andre that they're already writing his obituary, you know.
Yeah,
and they're,
ready to pull out.
In danger of just being sold off in pieces. So the legacy, that was going to be passed on to Chad from, you know, and everything is going to be gone. You know, Stefano's legacy of his company will be gone because.
And of course, we're all thinking, well, wait a minute, there's Andre. I mean, he's the brother, so why isn't? And she said, these are their words, not his words. This is their words, not my words. You're mentally unstable. They can give you a mentally unstable. Oh, the look on.
He got so mad.
He got so he said.
Oh,
he gets on his phone and he's punching the phone like. Did you see that?
Yes.
And he gets on there and he said, "My temperament," he said, and I'll show you my pleasant temperament. The less time we have, less time I talk. And then Kate says something about,
that's your
mentally unstable.
Yeah, she says, that's a sure sign of mental stability if I've ever seen it.
And it's like Andre was so like, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, that is so funny. It kind of reminds me of Teo, you know, the same temperament, Andre, the same temperament. It's just like I was laughing.
That's exactly how
he would probably react. But that was funny. So that's why they don't want Andre, because they still are thinking he's this crazy nutcase and he has a bad temperament and not a good fit. So if you want to go and take it from there, and Kate had a good brilliant idea.
Well, yeah, basically, you know, they went back and forth and hugged and this and that and the other. And what they were trying to do is they're hoping, of course, that by the next day they would hear that Chad was fine. But in the interim, they needed to make sure that the board didn't move to, like we said, sell off Damira Enterprises before Chad comes back. So she said, well, she starts to say, like, I think she was about to say, too bad I'm not still married to Stefano or something. Or he said something about, well, it needs to be a Damira, you know, and you know, she kind of gives him this look, and then she thinks about it for a minute. And she says, "So I don't remember the exact dialogue, but basically, she's like, Andre, will you marry me, or what? It's something like that, right?
Just said it. She came up like real nice, and she said, Andre, will you marry me? And the look on his face was like, he's like surprised, like got a smile, and then all of a sudden he went, like, I don't know about this. Like apprehensive, a little scared,
yeah.
a little, no, I don't know about this. But he didn't say yes yet, so we don't know. That's he didn't
yeah.
just kind of went, huh? So, but
course,
there are rumors
of course,
of a wedding.
Tuesday and Wednesday,
so.
They didn't, and then Tuesday and Wednesday, they didn't even show them at all.
They didn't even show
so
them.
We have to wait till Monday.
No. Yeah. Now, I heard, this is spoilers, that's spoilers, everybody, that there is, I think the wedding is Tuesday or something,
oh.
I'm thinking. I thought
that's
I
good.
Heard that out there, but, you know, you hear different things,
funny.
So I'm not quite sure. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I've heard it should be an interesting wedding, so, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Oh, and Jen, okay, and Jen in the chat room, we'll be talking to her. Later, she says, is Kate any more stable? Is Kate any
hey
more
now.
Stable
okay.
than Andre?
Girlfriend.
I guess she's had
Don't
her
be going
moment,
at my Kate.
Too.
Don't be going at my Kate.
But
oh.
I guess they're going to think.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Well, Kate, though, but her wheels are turning there. She's thinking, okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, marry Andre.
Yeah.
They're going to put me in charge of the Mara, you know. But although Andre's probably
and
wheels
darn,
are turning, too.
They look darn good together, didn't they? Oh, my.
They always look together.
Mm-hmm.
And all these pictures, like, mm-hmm. and they'll even just show pictures from, like, the studio and from backstage. They just look so good together.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know they do.
I know.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
So anyway, so those are
so
they
that's
were,
something
they some
to look
fun.
Forward
I love their
to.
Sarcasm and everything, and just it's fun.
Oh, they're like at each other like they're already married.
Oh, I love it.
Really.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they have been
see.
For a while. So.
Yeah.
So that was the best part of the
I
week, really.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
That what's been going on.
Let's
kind
see.
Of like,
and they had Adrian.
Little,
let's see the scenes where Adrian, Justin comes. I guess
finds
he
out,
asks Adrian
yeah.
to meet at the house, and he tells her that Sonny's plane's missing. And of course, so they go through their whole thing and did some kind of, you know, things that would be happy for the Justin and Adrian fans.
He says,
"That's
our baby,
care of.
Justin." Our,
oh,
yeah.
I know. There was some good
saying, "That's
in
our
there.
Baby." Yeah.
He tried to get her to play checkers, just like he said, remember how when each of our boys got their driver's licenses and were out driving for the first time by themselves? Remember how that was? And she said, yeah, you had me play checkers because something that was not too, you know, mentally challenging but got my mind off of it or whatever. And so he got a bag of checkers out and was going to play with her. Anyway, so I mean, for Justin and Adrian fans, as opposed to Lucas and Adrian fans, you know, that was a poignant time for them. And then she was saying she had to go to a follow-up on call. She was going to call and cancel her oncology appointment for the next day because of all this with Sonny. And he's like, no, Sonny would want to do that. We can always – they decide they're going to fly to Greece. See if they can help
they're
find
help
them. And
find.
I guess Justin put a word out to like the finance minister or something of Greece that, you know, the Kyriakos money would, for Kyriakos family would send $10 million to fund a search and all that. So anyway, let's see. So they had their scenes and Lucas did talk to Adrian on the phone. You don't see Lucas, he's off camera, but he's taking care of Ariana while, you know, and so, you know, since her mom's on an island somewhere.
And
go ahead.
And John and Marlena are going to be, they're going off to find them too, because John was breaking the news to Marlena that he had to go back to the ISA job and he would be away for a while. But then he got the
news
from Rafe about Paul. He decided, no, he's not going. He's going to go find his son, he said. And, of course, Marlena says, well, you're not going without me. So they're going to be on their way to find.
So it's basically Salem sending another plane with all the older folks in the
maybe they're hoping
it
goes down
with
the
Like,
I don't know.
Like
it's a little scary, you know.
Is this like
you don't want another island.
The early 90s.
Oh, I know. I know. All
like,
stuck on an island again.
The parents go looking for the kids on a deserted island, and the parents, the kids are okay, but the plane crashes and all the older folks are gone. I don't know. Anyway,
Or they'll go missing.
I hope that's not
the
case.
Then they'll go missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I was starting to feel like it was a little bit like Lost on that island with the, you know, the TV show. Anyway, which Diva Carey would like
the
that.
Island.
She and I were big Lost fans. But anyway, so let's see. So in Salem, what you got going on is you got Kate and Andre, and you got Justin. Justin Lucas taking care of Ariana. Justin Adrian worried about Sunny and everybody else. And then you got Dario still like a puppy
and
dog.
Abigail.
And
Abby's still having second thoughts. She's thinking
about Chad. She keeps having
flashbacks
of Chad. They find out
that
if Jennifer comes over, we at least got to see Dario's nice biceps and everything this week.
Oh yeah.
He was sitting on her bed, laying on, or kind of sitting up on her bed on a laptop, and Jennifer walks in, and she's thinking, "Oh, what? You know, what?" But anyway, so basically,
a lot better biceps than Dad has for sure.
You know, she's basically trying to talk. Yeah, basically trying to talk Abigail out of marrying him, and of course, Cousin Hope's doing the same thing when she finds out about it. But anyway, and in the meantime, I guess she was working late one night, and Detective Raines or whatever, Chief Raines or whatever his title is, Commissioner, whatever, he goes over. He always softens when he's around her. You can tell he kind of has a crush on her or something.
He has a soft spot for Abigail.
Yeah, he really does. It's kind of cute because
he's
such a hard butt on
guy.
Everybody else. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Which
right.
is kind of nice because it's allowing him to loosen up a little bit as a character and for us to get to know him better. Anyway, he sits down and he's like, "You need to get going. You know, you don't need to work late." And she's like, "No, I need to keep my mind off things." So she tells him about her friend Dario. So, of course, he happens to have some, because I guess Dario is wanted by the cartels down in Mexico. If they deport him, he's going to end up dead. And so it turns out that's true. Yeah, but anyway, Detective Raines says, "Well, I know a few people down there. I can make some calls." And since Dario Hernandez is the only Dario Hernandez in Mexico, therefore, he was able to get right back with her that, yes, there is a market for him. He is in trouble. So that part was true. So, of course, Mitch gets off the phone. She says to Jennifer, her mom, "Jennifer, you know, Dario was telling me the truth. It's all true. You know, well, only part of it's true." Cause he's really not getting. Now, see, the part that he's not really getting deported, right? I mean, is that the part
All he has to do is
to
fill out the right
papers
and that's what his lawyer told him.
But
he's not telling Abigail that. He says he has to get married to stay, or they're going to deport him.
He was putting together the crib for Thomas and stuff like that with his muscles. He was so cute. Trying to make himself as handy as possible. I'm like going, you know, a man like that should not have to work that hard for a girl like Abigail to be like, "Okay, let's do this." But anyway, poor guy. But your heart wants what it wants. What can I say? Let's see. So then, of course, they all find out that, JJ, you know, Abigail's brother, her current husband, and Dario's sister, you know, are all on the plane. So, and then, of course, Eli is what, Abigail's cousin. You know, everybody's related to everybody. So, you know.
They're all related.
So all these people are now thinking, "Oh, my gosh, where are their loved ones?" So that's starting to get around Salem, like you said. I mean, eventually Abe gets the word, and he has to go tell
Valerie
that, you know, or Valerie, I'm sorry, I always want to say Vanessa. Has to tell Valerie that Eli was on the plane, and he says, of course, Lonnie, which is his daughter. So it's like, you know, like you said, everybody's on the plane, or everybody's on that island. And then, of course, they spent, all 3 days on the island, right? Like, I think we got island story all 3 days.
Yeah, the island. And then the whole island story kind of, Paul, of course, got bitten by the mosquito, which there's jungle fever because Lonnie and JJ found this diary of people, a couple that were shipwrecked on the island, and the man started acting violent and ended up killing this doctor also that was there, that was trying to help them, and then probably they feel eventually killed her because they found a skull.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she had written a diary about how he just turned so violent after he got bit by this mosquito or whatever, and it's jungle fever, and they think, well, maybe this guy's still on the island, because it was 10 years ago. It happened 10 years ago, and, oh, maybe he's still alive, and he's out there. Well, it's really Paul, and they kind of figure it out, because Paul attacks Gabby, Paul attacked Eli, and now they're worried. They think they might, you know, are they going to have to kill Paul to save their lives? Of course, Sonny is just so, you know, he feels that he can get through to him. You know, let me talk to him, you know, and they think that he's dangerous and he shouldn't do that. And so that's kind of what's going on the island right now. So
while Eli, everybody kept saying Eli, where he's been gone so long, turned out that when Paul was wandering around getting crazier, he found Eli and almost killed him. So then when Eli
stabbed him
and sees Paul, he just about, wants to kill him. So anyway, they all established that the way they left it on Wednesday is, of course, you know, there was a lot of drama with Sonny. Like, I'm going to go looking for him. I don't care. And they're like, he could kill you. You know, he's not himself.
Right.
He's got this fever.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Chad had been updated, I guess, by his father on the whole Peter story, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, Peter. Yeah, I forgot
brother,
about that. Yeah, Peter
brother,
had jungle
I've
fever.
Completely forgotten about it, too. Had jungle fever.
Yes.
So he knew all about it. So between the diary and everything else, they all knew it. Oh, and I did see.
Well, it was all explained.
Gabby getting hit. Yeah, Gabby getting hit by the rock.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And of course, Chad and Gabby are getting closer and closer.
Oh,
they were kissing.
Oh, yeah.
He was practically on top of her. And I heard that they do have sex. So that's spoiler coming up.
Okay.
So. I don't know how that's going to be. Yeah, and I heard, and Chad, yeah. So we'll see how that goes. And I heard Chad, or somehow in the spoilers, Chad finds out about Abigail and Dario. So somehow they must get back. I don't know. Just spoilers.
Oh.
I read far ahead and different things. So I don't know. You know, eventually somebody will find them, I guess.
Of course.
So
I'm assuming.
Yeah, and I'm sure Paul will be fine.
I know a lot of diehard fans that I know really didn't like the island scenes. They were like, oh, brother, because it wasn't the people they really liked. But I actually kind of enjoyed it. I mean, it was kind of good. I mean, I was entertained by it, I guess. But anyway.
Could you see Kate and Andre stranded on a desert island?
That's what I would say.
They would have their clothes and their good food and all that stuff, and they'd have to be rough in it.
Oh, that was hilarious.
I think it would have been hilarious.
That
would have been much better than who's on. Yes, they would have been funny.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They would have been hilarious.
Yeah, they really, But of course,
that would have been fun.
But, you know, it works out because it's like, you know, this is driving them to get married because of the whole Chad being missing. So, you know, it all works out. But,
this is why they're getting married. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It's not like they're madly in love or anything. But
Right.
No.
Well.
Yeah.
I think
it's a marriage of convenience
part of the look that Andre gave, it was so funny. It was so many thoughts going through his head at one time. Did you catch that? It was like he was thinking of her naked. He was thinking of her, maybe
he was thinking of the sex end of the marriage deal there is what he was thinking.
Yeah.
Like, I could get into that.
It was good. But it was like he was processing it all. Like, you know, it was funny.
Yeah.
And then Julie, when she finds out that Eli's on the plane, she hunts Valerie down and goes off on her.
He ripped into Valerie again.
Theo is kind of like, well, you know, you love Eli, right? Well, it's not really helping Eli. You know, he's just like.
Voice of
like,
reason.
Wow, you're right. From the mouths of the youth.
Yeah.
Mouths of the young. And
the wisdom of youth.
She, there you go. That's her. So it was nice to see Susan Seaforth Hayes again. And so she and Valerie kind of, you know, sort of made amends in that moment. And then, so I guess they went off to pray together at what, St. Luke's or St. Is it? Anyway.
Yeah.
And then let's see. First of all, I just got to take a sidebar here for a minute. I'm sorry,
uh-huh.
but they need to start feeding the girls in Salem. They all look anorexic. I'm like, really confused.
Oh, Claire, the girl that plays Claire.
I'm not even trying to make fun. I'm not trying to be mean. Jade and Claire.
Yes.
And who's the Vanessa, the girl who played the what's her name, was very tiny too. But there was another one too, and I just kept thinking, they're all like pencils. They're like
not tiny.
So small.
They're tall girls,
they're like,
though. They're tall girls, and
but
they
I'm
look
saying,
so thin.
And I'm not trying to be like critical, like of their self esteem or anything. But I'm like, seriously,
right.
I hope they're not doing. I mean, I hope they're naturally that way and not like starving themselves
right.
or something. Because I mean, it's really almost annoying.
It's the business.
I mean, because
I know they used to get on Ally Sweeney and Christian Alfonso.
Oh,
to me, they were not heavy. They were just
weren't.
To me.
Yeah,
no,
they weren't
heavy, but they weren't skinny,
overweight. On camera. But I mean, I'm sorry, but these girls look.
Do they ask the
like,
men or the boys to do that? The guys
tiny.
To do that?
No, they don't.
They don't.
Theo looks really good in a polo type shirt, golf shirt. He did look pretty darn good in that shirt. Anyway,
so
of course Jade, they're trying to make Jade Sammy, and it ain't working. But anyway, Jade, she took the video.
This Jade
of
still isn't
sex.
As good as the other one.
No, she isn't. But anyway,
she showed Claire.
She's not bad. She ended up saving the stupid video of Theo and Claire having sex.
And uploaded it into a video.
And uploaded it into the cloud or something on Theo's computer by accident. So it was a long, circuitous route, but she got a hold of Theo's computer later. And she got Claire to come back to the house or to their apartment, and she showed her a glimpse of it, and she was like, oh no, you delete this right now. And she goes, and what device did you take that on? And Jade's like, oh, she pulls it out. She's like, well, you might want to save it, and she's like, oh hell no, she's like deleting it. Oh, there's a copy somewhere still, right? I'm sure.
Yeah,
she said something about on the cloud. She says it's on the cloud, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So which means it's going to be everywhere. But Theo's probably going to be seeing it and going, what? Claire was most assuredly offended by the whole thing. She was not at all happy about it. And then let's see, because Jade was trying to say, oh, you're going to get all these clicks and all these views and everything on your
music.
Going to
help you get all
by
these.
Having
yeah.
this, because we have the Kardashians because
that's
of the
a twisted
thing,
sense.
So it makes sense that everybody
yeah.
would do that. Anyway, so there's that. Let's see. Oh, I was going to ask you because I missed Claire or what's her name? Sierra's last episode. What was her reason for leaving, or what happened? Because I know that wasn't last week, but.
Whole thing about Theo lying to her.
Yeah, so where
that's
did
she why
go?
She left.
Where'd she
go? Oh, she went to, with Sean Hong Kong back with Bell with Sean.
Oh,
he's
that's
in
right.
Hong
okay.
Kong. Yeah, back
okay.
with her dad.
I can't remember. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. But she's probably gonna. The character is probably gonna eventually be back. I would say.
Yeah.
It's just gonna be a while.
But they haven't recast.
And
of
course, they're gonna have somebody.
They?
No, I don't think so.
I haven't heard of any recast
yet. But I bet you they all.
I'm sure they will. But yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, remember back when the guy who played Chase, when he went off on Twitter or whatever, or did that, he did a video or he went off and he was really pissed off at the show. And he said something about how his friend that was on the show, you don't do people like this, one day she's in there and she sees a script and it has somebody else's name on it instead of her. I always thought they were talking about Sierra, but I wonder if it was Jade.
Oh,
she's the only
I
one that's changed the new characters. I mean, that was a long time ago, but I wonder because
But she left, I think, because she wanted to.
Well, I know, but it's just weird. It's like, you know, of course, we hear those things and we don't always know. But, I mean, she was really good.
Yeah.
She was a lot better than this one. But anyway, I mean, not that I'm not knocking the girl. She's actually pretty good. It's just.
Yeah, she's not a bad
anyway,
recap.
But I remember that story.
Like some of
I'm
them.
Sure Jen remembers. I'm sure Jen remembers hearing that or seeing that because I remember the guy who plays Chase getting a lot of crap for it, but he kind of went off because he was being protective
can bring
of his friend,
Jen.
You know. Okay, sure.
We can bring Jen on
thing.
Now. She's yeah, okay. I think that she's. Okay.
Yep, I'm
Hi,
here.
Jen.
Hey.
Okay.
Do you recall that, Jen? When the guy who played Chase did that?
Yeah, I recall him. That I also thought it was Sierra, but maybe not.
Well, I'm wondering because who else have they recast? The only person I can think of is the Jade character.
Yeah, but I thought she wanted.
Yeah,
like she wanted to leave.
Like that. I happen to know.
So she shouldn't be surprised.
There have been times when we've heard that an actor was. It was their choice and it really wasn't. So that's not totally unheard of. I wonder if what happened was she got a new gig but wanted to maybe stay. And they're like, oh, no, we don't do that. Maybe. And, you know, because they can't really work around other people's schedules and stuff. So maybe that's what happened. And then she comes in and she's reading her scripts or she's looking at her scripts and all of a sudden there's somebody else's name next to it, you know, meaning the new girl.
Mm-hmm. Or could
I would think,
could it have been the guy who played Will?
No, Will.
Back then.
No, because that was too far back. It was a girl. It was definitely a girl.
Is it a girl?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure for whatever reason I thought it was a girl. Because it was almost like you said, and then she's reading the script and there's somebody, then the next script is like has somebody else's name on it next to her character. So I'm thinking maybe she was trying, because I did hear that she had gotten another gig, but maybe it was one of those things where she wanted to stay on day, but also do the other deal. And maybe, I'm speculating. And maybe they were just like, nope, we got to get somebody else then. You know, we can't do this because they really can't. It's very hard for them to do work around, you know, other taping schedules and stuff because they're such a well-oiled machine. So it's totally understandable. But that's what I'm thinking now. That's who I bet he was talking about. So I could be wrong, but who knows? I don't know. Anyway, that was just an aside. But I think, Jen, any thoughts from you?
Not really. It was too short a week. I love Condre, though.
Yes. I wish we had them every day. Every day, Condre would be fun.
Really?
They really would. They're so cute.
Oh, yeah.
They're so good together. The looks they give each other and the dynamic, I mean, seriously, they're really, like, magic. Like, just even as a romantic couple, they are. When they work together, they're just so good. But I just, it would be so much fun to see them get, like, closer and closer and closer.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping that eventually that can happen down the road. So, what we're hoping for.
Yep.
So,
entertaining.
And of course, it's what's going to happen is like they will probably put Kate in charge or whatever, and they'll save Demira, and then Chad will come back, and like now is he going to have to fight to get his position back? You know, so that could be interesting.
Well, that darn
we'll
amulet.
Cause hard feelings with
that. That amulet.
Yeah, he still won't get rid of it.
So is there any news that we didn't talk about last time outside of, about Dave?
I haven't heard anything.
Did you see Allie Sweeney's on the cover of that? Allie Sweeney's on the cover of
Allie Sweeney.
This month.
Oh, okay. Yeah, other than Morgan Fairchild, should be coming on, I think, in a week or two. I think she's coming on soon. Angelica Devereaux. So But as far as anybody, any other new news?
Not that I know of.
Yeah.
Damos been hasn't kind of been on the last few episodes. Where is he hiding out?
I don't know. It's mainly the jungle people were on.
Yeah,
like Brady
people.
And Nicole weren't on at all.
Hey,
none of that storyline.
And I was right.
Stephen Cale.
I was right. Last time we were talking about Gabby getting hit over the head. Was that on Friday's episode before and then it was replayed?
I think
on
so,
Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so, yeah. And then Monday, yeah.
Somebody saying they were watching it just for that. And, or was that you, Jen, that you were watching? Or somebody was saying they were unimpressed. It was not as good of a scene. But then I was like, wait a minute, I'm just now watching it, and I know it was like Monday or Tuesday's episode. So anyway, I was going to say I would recognize the Willow Stark Memorial Rock anywhere, and I'm pretty darn certain that's the rock base.
Sean's doing a good job of being somebody that's kind of struggling and being out of his mind and not kind of he's kind of looking confused, not knowing what's going on, but you know, still looking like
he's
really intense.
It. Yeah, maybe fighting urges. Yeah, he is. Oh,
yeah.
And he has some nice.
Oh yeah,
nice physique there. I noticed as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that that's all that matters or anything, but he turned into a really good. I really like him a lot.
Yeah, he's good.
Now let me ask you this: is Marlena going to be upset because John was going to run tail and leave again for a job for an ISA deal gig, but the minute he finds out his son is in peril. He stays, but she's not a good enough for him to stay in town for.
Marlena doesn't think like that. You know, good Marlena is like, you know, concerned for the son, too.
I know,
our Marlena.
I'm just saying.
I know what
you
mean.
I'd be like, well, wait a minute here.
Yeah, you didn't want to stay in town. Yeah, that's what most.
Yeah, you were just ready to hightail it out of here.
Yeah.
5 minutes ago.
So I'm not good.
I saw right through that.
Well, he'd say, well, Marlena, you weren't in trouble. Now, you know, if you were in trouble, I would have dropped everything.
Nice save.
Would have been his answer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've saved your butt how many times, Marlena?
Yeah, right. Spread it around a little bit.
Yeah.
So we got a full week next
week. Any other soap news? I don't know. A full week? You mean days? Yeah, next week.
Not for days, but James DePaiva, Cassie's husband, is going to.
Oh yeah. GH, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool.
Rumor is he might be Jeff Weber, but that's just a rumor.
Oh, yeah, because wasn't that Chris Reed or Scott Reeves' role? No.
No.
Jeff Weber's older. Never mind.
Weber would have been his father.
That's right. That's right.
He was married to Monica at one time.
That's right.
Oh,
I haven't seen
GH in a long time.
Rick Weber and then Jeff Weber.
Jeff.
Yeah, I remember. I remember back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah, he was married to Monica.
That's right.
I don't know.
Might be it.
I think we covered just about everything they did on the island and back in Salem. There wasn't any Stephen Kayla stuff, was there?
No.
That was last week. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to try and uncover who's trying to take over the paper.
Right.
I'm like, shouldn't they be trying to figure out how to save a paper these days?
Yeah.
I'm not sure who would be. I'm not quite sure people would be fighting over the paper nowadays.
Yeah.
Because most of them are going out of business. I mean, no offense, but you know, kind of funny.
Yeah.
But that's the way Morgan Fairchild's coming in, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd say so. She's the one. It's Angelica that's trying to take over the paper.
Yeah.
Now that we know she's I mean, you can put two and two together if you read ahead, you know, the spoilers, and you know she's coming, and you can figure out that it's her.
I can't what her beef with Jennifer is, though. I mean, I understand her beef with Adrian, but what about Jennifer?
Uh-huh.
I don't think even shared scenes.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just wondering how Morgan Fairchild's going to be. Is that, I don't know, but I always have Jane Elliott in my mind when I think of it.
Okay.
When I think of, you know, like, of course, there wasn't. Also, wasn't there? Who else played?
The woman Chapman. On Young and the Restless.
Gloria, or
Young and the Restless, Gloria, yeah.
Yeah.
Gloria, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And it's just a different look, total look altogether.
Very, very.
Yeah.
You know,
totally
those, like Angelica, I mean, Jane Elliott and the other woman, they kind of are very much the same type look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Morgan Fairchild's completely different. So,
I'll
have to see, yeah. But,
Well, it'll be interesting. All right.
All right, I don't know. We can wrap it up early.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I can't think of anything else. Yeah, so we should have a full week, I guess, next week. So.
Yeah.
And maybe more Condre. Maybe you know, more to talk about with Condre. Hopefully, yeah. So, all right.
All right.
Okay, all right.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.